If you were wondering whose voices you were hearing this morning on TRM, it's yours truly, Elizabeth Rose and Alan Huttner, while Levi Ben-Shmuel is not exactly taking the day off. He's actually in New York City attending to family matters, and I'm sure by now wishing he was back in New Mexico.
He'll be back next Sunday, we figure, right?
Yes.
If all goes well. All right.
Visit ecoversity.org, where there are over 1,000 videos available on subjects ranging from beekeeping to using algae for food and fuel. And while you're there, watch the short film Astonish Me, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the WWF, that's the World Wildlife Federation, now featured on Ecoversity's TV page. That's ecoversity.org. That's one of those animal foundations that my dearly departed brother donated a whopping amount of his estate to upon his death.
Don't get me started.
Don't get you started.
Don't get me started.
The animals, I'm sure, benefited.
All those kangaroos. A lot of money to the kangaroos. Anyway, hey, if you caught Wednesday's, I think it was Wednesday's New Mexican, there was a great story about Joe's restaurant.
Oh, was there?
Meet,
I didn't catch
Meet
it.
The Farmers. Yeah, uh-huh. full page in local section.
Right on.
And you're invited, too. Of course, you can go online to the New Mexican and Santa Fe, New Mexican, and read the story. But every Saturday afternoon after Farmers Market, usually between 1 and 2 o'clock, Joe's invites all of the local farmers and ranchers to have a lunch with you, everyone. You'll see a sign on their table that will identify who they are and invite you to meet and chat with them. Ask them questions about their farms and growing practices. This is a relaxed form for everyone to enjoy a meal, put a face to a vegetable, and become acquainted with who grows your food. Joe's, our restaurant of choice. That's why. Things like that. At the corner of Rodeo and Zia Roads. We'll be there today for brunch around 12 o'clock. If you want to stop by and have a meal and say hello to us, Elizabeth is the most beautiful woman there. I better not say that. There's probably a lot of beautiful women.
I'm sure there are.
One of them. We'll have a beauty contest over food.
No, let's not. Santa Fe Mazda Volvo says, if you don't want to deal with the traffic problems on Cerrillos Road, go to santafecars.com. If you find something that you're interested in driving, you can email off of the website or call 800-671-2301. And guess what? Santa Fe Mazda Volvo will bring the vehicle to you for a test drive. Unbelievable. Also enjoy a complimentary lifetime limited powertrain warranty on used vehicles with under 100,000 miles and drive forever worry-free.
However, if you're listening to us from across the ocean, it's not possible.
That's right.
Or in another state, I'd probably be difficult. All Seasons Gardening Store is the best year-round gardening supply store in New Mexico. They carry the largest selections of organic nutrients and supplements. And remember, just because it's organic doesn't mean it has to cost twice as much. Meet with All Seasons Gardening's friendly and knowledgeable staff 7 days a week at 1228 Parkway Drive, one block north of Home Depot.
Reach Santa Fe One Heart's quality reading audience and expand your customer base. Find unique, enriching local content with a global awareness. Call Santa Fe One Heart at 505-466-2624 and visit them online at santafeoneheart.com.
And this Tuesday, August 30th, Eileen Jewell will perform at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange in the La Tienda Shopping Center. We've been playing her on the air. Has a great voice. Should be a great show. Just go to santafeperformanceexchange.org. We are a sponsor of their activities, and you can buy tickets there. And would you like a little humor? Would
sure.
you like me to
yeah,
tickle it's been your a long, fancy?
A long time, Alan.
Okay, well.
it's been a long time.
Of my humor? Come on. I was humorous yesterday, wasn't I? I have some, these are called no comments, little tidbits from the Progressive magazine. It's a monthly that I have a subscription to. So this is from the current September 2011 issue. And it's titled A Hit Below the Belt. Apparently, the sheriff of Polk County, Florida, is ending the distribution of free underwear for men booked in jail as a cost-saving measure. And that was a Reuters report. Sheriff Grady Judd said the end of free underwear will save an estimated $45,000 a year in operation costs. $45,000 is one person's job we're saving, he said. If inmates want to wear underwear in jail, they can buy it, just like hardworking Polk County citizens do. All right. I won't comment on that. We will go to a featured guest here and the final concluding segment with Clifford Carnicom on Transitions Radio Magazine, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. All right, we were in the middle of Clifford Carnicom's seven strategies.
It's varying. I have a new one on the list I haven't put up there yet.
Okay, and I'll give you websites and information again here. I didn't do it the last time, and also mention this conference coming up. But if you missed one, two, and three, that's in the last segment. All right, now you were talking about four. Did we finish with four?
Yeah, we're just there. And this paper, by the way, is called Morgellons in the Laboratory.
And it is at Carnicom.com.
And that list is all there at the bottom of that sheet. Okay. Yeah. So we just finished with number three, and that is take advantage of what you have in terms of existing iron in your body and learn how to utilize it better and find out those things that can do that. And I gave a little clue there that vitamin C has an influence on that. And so the next one was, and this one gets a little bit more serious in terms of what you're trying to do, and it's based upon a premise, and you will have to decide for yourself whether or not that premise is true, and maybe come to the conference to find out. But there is a body of evidence that indicates and shows that this organism basically consumes iron, okay? That it uses it for fuel.
Uh-huh.
All right. Therefore, the strategy that comes up is that of raising the question, since something might be consuming iron, is there anything that can be done to inhibit the ability of something to consume?
Because you need iron,
it's like
too.
A double negative.
But you need iron, right?
Yeah, you have to have it. So you're after blocking it, right? It's not a matter like you just don't take iron to solve it. That doesn't fix anything. You actually have to block something from eating it. Now, that's a hard problem, by the way. And I'll probably end up using more time than we're supposed to. But here's what happens. When there are the Titanic. Here's the example. The Titanic is a ship that went down, right? And they thought this ship would last forever. They thought it would be under the ocean for centuries and centuries on end, forever, essentially. And what they have found in recent times, the big surprise was the Titanic is being broken down a whole lot quicker than they ever thought. Okay, and why? Because they have learned that this iron-eating bacteria thing is a quite real event, and it has to do even with the older primitive forms of life on Earth. But the Titanic is being wasted away a whole lot quicker than anybody ever thought due to iron-eating bacteria. Guess what they are doing? The genetic engineering folks are in the process of trying to genetically engineer bacteria, which will stop those bacteria from eating the iron. And guess who wants to do this? The oil folks, people that have pipelines, okay? They don't want their pipes rusting. And this is a real problem. And they are after genetically engineering an organism to prevent this. Now, I raised that as a legitimate strategy, okay? And I said, this is a little bit curious twist because it appears as though this thing was genetically engineered to begin with. And now you would have to actually have a counter genetic engineering strategy to try and counteract this. I raised the proposition, but the Institute doesn't have the resources for that yet. But it is nevertheless a viable strategy. So then you have to go for the question, is there anything that might be simpler since we don't have those resources, right, at this point? Is there anything else that might inhibit the growth of iron-eating bacteria that's accessible and affordable and not necessarily a drug that you're taking that doesn't help anything? And guess where you're led to when you do that research? You're led to human breast milk. Life is full of surprises, and I don't know where I go a lot of times with it, but you are led to human breast milk. Human breast milk contains a particular protein called lactoferrin, which does inhibit iron-eating bacteria in infants. And this is why breastfeeding and the advocates for this have a very strong case of getting very strong protection from the immune systems for their young children. And a key part of that process is something called lactoferrin. And lactoferrin is a fascinating thing. It's a protein also. And it binds. It binds with iron. It's a fascinating process here. It's what's called, I've learned what a chelator is. a chelator is something that ties something up. It binds, okay? And this is a real good thing sometimes, because if you can bind something up and lock it up in a way that the body can utilize it and absorb it, then you can prevent other guys from doing things that aren't quite so nice. So, and this is what a chelator is about. And lactoferrin is such a chelator.
So
and,
lactoferrin and helps the blood cell be immune from being oxidized or eaten by the organism that normally would compromise the iron.
From a research side, yes. From a research side, it binds the iron in a way that should make it. Again, it's a hypothesis, should make it more difficult for the iron
so
to basically break
down. So how does one take this?
Now, we have this little problem in that, you know, human breast milk is not something that we are all going to have access through the course of our lives. Maybe if we're lucky through a limited portion of it, right? So we have to work on what is going to be our source. And again, do the research. It's what I do, but do the research and one will find that at least one source. And again, I'm not advocating or recommending anything other than you start getting involved and get involved with your medical professional and start checking it out. Ask for yourself. But I will say from a research side that at least something that I have identified that is accessible and affordable and available, whatever, that has this particular protein called lactoferrin is something called whey. W-H-E-Y, okay? And I'll leave the discussion at that, and I'll emphasize over and over and over. You will never get me in terms of saying I'm advocating any medical. I'm telling you to go to your medical professional, and you start educating yourself. Number five.
Whey is available in health food stores, and, you know.
People can do their research.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, go ahead. What's next?
All right. Number five. And this is a more recent what I would call the epiphany type stage. They all are in their own stage. But, okay, we have this big problem of acidity that we talked about. Okay, and by the way, one of the other criteria that a person might use to establish whether or not this condition is existent is the state of our pH in our bodies. It could be a tool that can be used. It certainly appears it can be. Well, this can be very damaging. If your pH is too low, it can be very damaging to our bodies. A normal pH runs roughly from 5.5 to 8 is somewhere in the urine. We're talking about urine pH. And this can be measured actually fairly easily. If you come to the conference and workshop, we get to talk about this type of thing. But low pH and those numbers like 5 and so, they can be problematic. Well, there's a problem that I found, both on an anecdotal level as well as what I'm seeing in general, and that is, when we talked about alkalizing the body at the beginning, that's not necessarily fixing anything in itself if it's not permanent, if it's not something, again, which is getting to the source of it. Same thing we talked about with the drugs you take. Unless you get to the source of the problem, you're not going to fix it. Now, it might help you, and that's why it's placed there as something to consider. But what is the source of the problem? And it's been fascinating to me, but I have recently learned a great deal about the role of the gallbladder and the bile duct system. And it's absolutely fascinating because the food that's in our stomach is highly acidic. It gets turned up in hydrochloric acid. It's a mess down there. It's like pH 2. It's a mess. It's like
it breaks
it all down, right? So why doesn't the stomach get torn up? Because there's this lining around it and it protects the stomach so it doesn't get eaten away. But when that stuff starts passing down the intestine, guess what? It would tear you up, and it does tear people up. And things like ulcers and this type of thing can happen if that food, that digested material, is not alkalized. If it stays in that highly acidic state, it will cause you serious problems in your digestive system, okay? And guess what it is that alkalizes that material in the intestine? And it was a wonderful discovery for me over the last month or two, and it is the bile. The bile, as produced by the gallbladder, it's basically like a drip feed system that feeds into the intestine and alkalizes that material. And this is the solution, as I see it, towards making progress on the issue of alkalizing the body, is that to make sure that that gallbladder and that bile duct system is working as nature intended it to.
How do you do that?
Okay, another...
If it's out of balance.
Another great question. Boy, that's a... Okay. You know, I'll say this. The common answer, it looks like, is to take you down to the emergency room and rip out your gallbladder. It looks like what that's what they do in a lot of cases. It's not so easy to just fix it right away. But again, there are things to talk about there, and I'll go in general principles first. There are certain herbs that are known to have the effect and influence of breaking down gallstones is what you get. If it's bad enough, the material will solidify. I put three videos. I'll go to this page we talked about. I put three videos that are all about this issue, and they're absolutely fascinating. It's not to sell a product. Look at those videos from an informational standpoint. And first of all, you'll learn how the system works. And one of the greatest analogies there that he made to me in that video is that if it's not working, imagine sucking glue through a straw, okay? That's what your bile duct is like when it's not working, and it sludges up and you get gallstones.
This video is off the paper on your website?
They're listed, yeah. They're linked in.
Okay.
They're linked in. And so the answer is you need to get that stuff flowing. That bile needs to flow. And you know, what are the ways you do that? Well, there are some herbs that are known from the Amazon, actually, to start breaking down those gallstones.
Okay.
The dilation, I think at the workshop or the conference is where we can talk more. And hopefully we're going to have some medical professionals there that are going to help us all a whole lot more. And the last one, and this is meant more as a general thing. This is not something – I realize the importance of this now. In terms of the actual application, it's something I'm actually inviting us all to dig into. And this is above the gallbladder side, but we have a thing called the liver, and I'm learning about these things too and what these things do for us. But, you know, the liver has to do with toxin removal, and it has to do with fat metabolism, right? Two big ones. And same as the gallbladder gets plugged up with sludge that's like glue going through a straw, the liver can get plugged up with fats that don't get dissolved. And the analogy he made was like putting soap in water. You put some oil in water, fat and water, and unless you get that stuff emulsified, broken down, it just sits as globs in there. Well, guess what's happening in our liver, you know, if our liver is not functioning? So the logical extension of all these things I'm talking about is also feeding into the liver, because there actually are some pretty pointed information that I've received over the years involving the liver and the inability to process fats properly. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're talking about toxic overload on the body in a lot of ways, and in terms of general sense of everything we're speaking about. And the liver will come into the forefront as we go along. And part of the point of all this is we realize what we're talking about with the scope of this research. It literally is a system view that we have to look at this problem with. This is not something that's made for a pill. This does involve your commitment and your involvement in the reality of the issue. You have to decide that for yourself. But if you do get involved, we are talking about literally altering the way that we live to, in a systematic way, to compensate, at least to some degree, for a systematic assault on our bodies.
Getting back to part one of our conversation,
yes.
Segment one. All right. More to come, obviously, but right now all this has precipitated the creation of the Carnicom Institute presenting a conference on geoengineering, Morgellons condition, and the related health and environmental issues around that, tentatively planned for September 10th and 11th.
Yes, and if I can, I will say very briefly that one of the purposes of that conference is to record, to get down this record of the research for the last dozen years in some kind of organized way so that it will be available to us for basically posterity and for our futures.
Yeah, in the meantime, you can go to carnicom.com, you can go to carnicominstitute.org, or if you're not able to use the web mechanisms, you can call Sandy at 940-435-0276 to be updated on the conference. And all this research to date, again, is at carnicom.com. And see you at the conference.
Thanks a whole, Alan. Great job as usual.
Enjoyed it. I mean, as much as you can enjoy this stuff.
All right, you're listening to Transitions Radio Magazine on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Again, Alan Huttner co-hosting you today with Elizabeth Rose Levy Ben Shmuel in New York. So he's missing in action. Might mention that conference has been pushed back with Clifford and the Carnicom Institute, pushed back to October 22nd and 23rd, a Saturday and Sunday all day, and that will be at the La Tienda Shopping Center in the Santa Fe Performance Exchange facility. And we'll keep you posted about how to sign up and attend. I think it might even be by contribution, but more to come. We'll take into some of our underwriters' messages here and then coming back with a music set, starting out with Eliza Gilkison.
Joe's Restaurant blends fine dining with uncompromising food quality, not to mention their activist touch expressed with vigor in their free newsletters. That's why you'll often hear us say it's our Santa Fe restaurant of choice.
As Sheila boldly epiphanizes in a recent Joe's newsletter, quote, "Food, real food with all its nutrients and enzymes intact, cannot be mass-produced. It fails on the compassion meter and on the nutrition meter, and beyond that, it has become dangerously unpredictable," end of quote. The rest you'll have to read for yourself.
And while you're there enjoying Joe's food over the latest newsletter rants, reflect on this. You're supporting a commitment to local sustainable food production, now serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day except Mondays with a Sunday brunch of excellence. Joe's, where local farming and great food come together at Rodeo and Zia Roads in Santa Fe.
Ecoversity at ecoversity.org continues to be your online resource for everything green and beyond sustainable. See why thousands of people from all over the world are tuning into ecoversity.org every day.
For example, there are over 1,000 videos available on subjects ranging from beekeeping to using algae for food and fuel. While there, watch the short film Astonish Me, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the World Wildlife Federation, or WWF. This magical and poignant production is now featured on Ecoversity's TV page.
Other available films of note include Power Shift 2011, The Symphony of Science, and The World Wide Web of Belief and Ritual. Visit now online at ecoversity.org or call 505-424-9797 for information about programming, events, or to schedule a tour. That's 424-9797.
Don't let the Cerrillos Road construction in front of Santa Fe Mazda Volvo make your vehicle purchase a little uncomfortable. There are solutions from the low price leader in northern New Mexico, Santa Fe Mazda Volvo, with the best selection of used cars and trucks, a $3 million inventory.
First, if you don't want to deal with the traffic problems, shop their website at santafecars.com. If you find something that you're interested in driving, email off the website or call 800-671-2301, and Santa Fe Mazda Volvo will bring the vehicle to you for a test drive. Also, enjoy a complimentary lifetime limited powertrain warranty on used vehicles with under 100,000 miles and drive forever worry-free.
We're now driving a Volvo with that lifetime powertrain warranty, so explore their selection of new and used vehicles at santafecars.com. Click and print your $250 internet coupon. Bring it in for your savings as well as to get a free Carfax report at 2704 Cerrillos Road. Again, online at santafecars.com or call 800-671-2301. Either way, it's Santa Fe Mazda Volvo for a change you're gonna love.
All right, folks, as we say often on Transitions Radio Magazine, it's about whole brain radio, so rest your left hemisphere, your intellect, and allow the music to launch you into the right hemisphere, but let it launch you slowly because we will have a little rap session here with Eliza Gilkison introducing her song Death in Arkansas on TRM and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Eliza Gilkison and yours truly here coursing through her album Roses at the End of Time and the specific songs, and the next one is Death in Arkansas, and this has words and music by Tony Gilkison. You might want to explain that. What I marked off here was a short paragraph. It says, "We were laid to rest out under the sun, and we breathed our last, and it was done. And the air redeemed us, and we would learn that a life was hollowed, and we wouldn't burn."
Isn't that a great line?
Oh, I'll tell you.
When my brother played me that song, I was like, oh, dude, let me, please let me record it. He was so generous to let me record it before he did. And I loved it because the song reminded me of a Wendell Berry poem, you know, like something, because Wendell Berry just always glorifies the little things, you know, the greatness of the simple things in life, a community, just the cyclical nature of things, that these are the beautiful things. And this song was like that. It just, this sort of disoriented ghost trying to find his bones and remembering the simple things.
Okay. By the way, we did talk about death in our prior conversation segment, if you want to get a hit on that. So let's just go to the music. Death in Arkansas. Here you go.
been misled, and I've been afraid, hit in the head, left for dead. I've been abused, and I've been accused. But hey, never, no, never in my life before seen so many love affairs gone wrong as I did today. Won't you please stop and find I was wrong?
Save your love. That's what Lipbone Redding is saying. The love you save from his Unbroken album that we've been playing deeper into. There you go. Also in the set, Eliza Gilkes in Death in Arkansas from Roses at the End of Time. And speaking of time, we're about out of it. Looks like 10:48 plus or minus a few seconds to me. And because of that, we're going to have to do kind of a wrap-up, a bulletin board here right after these messages, and get you into our final music set here on Transitions Radio Magazine and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
All Seasons Gardening Horticultural Specialists is pleased to celebrate 1 year of serving the Santa Fe area, located at 1228 Parkway Drive on the corner of Rufina and Parkway. All Seasons Gardening stocks New Mexico's largest selection of nutrients from House and Garden, Botanicare, Advanced Nutrients, Fox Farm, Age Old Organics, Dutchmaster, and more.
Plus, soil and soil-less grow mediums, containers, lamps, ballasts, hoods, film, organic seeds, organic pest control, plumbing, irrigation, ventilation, and additional growing accessories with warranties on most hardware and an expert and friendly staff on hand to help with your questions.
Ask about special orders, their new selection of greenhouses, and custom design and quotes on grow systems. At All Seasons Gardening, why buy it when you can grow it? Call 505-438-4769 or online at allseasonsgardeningstore.com. Open every day, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 11 to 5.
John of God Crystal Light Therapy is now available at Santa Fe Soul Health and Healing Center. Designed and used by the renowned healer John of God from Brazil, this modality balances, restores, and re-energizes the body energetic templates using high-grade crystals and pulsating lights.
Shirley has journeyed to John of God in Brazil several times. On her last visit, she was told her work is energy and light. The crystal light has been prepared and blessed for her use by John of God. I can give you my personal endorsement after just two sessions.
Clients express feedback from a total relaxation experience to greater spiritual awareness, as well as an enhanced sense of overall well-being. For more information or a session, call Shirley at 505-954-1002. That's 954-1002. Also visit energyandlighthealings.com.
Here's an incredible deal. The upcoming Energy Medicine Conference, Expanding Horizons of Wellness in Santa Fe, September 14th through the 18th, is offering an amazing two-for-one registration special only for TRM listeners.
This year's conference, held at the Fort Marcy Suites Conference Center near downtown, features thought leaders from around the world presenting cutting-edge, energy-based techniques for pain reduction, emotional release, weight loss, peak performance, and spiritual growth. The two-for-one deal brings the conference rate down to less than $225 per person, and it's a packed five-day conference that includes two catered meals and more.
To lock in your two-for-one discount, just go to the conference website, energyk.org, and register. Type your name along with the letters TRM in the name field of the registration form. You'll get contacted to manually register the second person free. This special two-for-one deal is limited to space available, so don't wait. Go to energyk.org and register now.
Also online at energyk.org, there is a one-day registration available now and a half-day registration, so you can just go to people you want to see, including Robin Benson of Santa Fe Soul, who's one of the local presenters, along with some others, and internationally acclaimed people who we've had as guests on the show, including Deborah Green, who will be back next week to give you a very in-depth overview of the whole conference.
Time for our final bulletin board of the morning. Visit ecoversity.org and go to their TV page to see Power Shift 2011, The Symphony of Science, and another film, The World Wide Web of Belief and Ritual. You can also call 505-424-4255. 9797 for information about programming, events, or to schedule a tour. That's 424-9797, ecoversity.org.
As the Joe's newsletter says, and one of their bulleted items, free food, exclamation mark. Well, it's with a Joe's gift card for $100. When you pay with a check or cash, the program gives you an additional $10 worth of free food. This is our frequent diner card at Joe's Restaurant, our restaurant of choice, corner Rodeo and Zia Roads. We'll be there somewhere around 12 o'clock today, so stop by, have a meal, say hello to us, and check out their gluten-free menu and desserts. Maybe today we'll do a takeout gluten-free pizza crust for our dinner tonight.
Just the pizza crust?
Well, we'll put something on it. Something will go on it.
Okay. Ana Cortez is the author and co-creator of the Playing Card Oracles, an original system of divination using beautifully illustrated playing cards as an ancient calendar. You can listen to Ana's weekly feature, Oracle Speak, right here on TRM. Also, for personal readings and information on her original work, go to anacortez.com.
Don't let the Surios Road construction in front of Santa Fe Mazda Volvo make your vehicle purchase a little uncomfortable. There are solutions from the low price leader in northern New Mexico. Santa Fe Mazda Volvo, the best selection of used cars and trucks, a $3 million plus inventory. Shop online at santafecars.com, then call for a test drive. They'll deliver the car to your door. Just call 800-671-2301, our dealer of choice.
Santa Fe Soul offers ongoing yoga and movement classes weekly in the Sun Room. Learn to shed stress, slow down, and relax with their specialized yoga classes, including gentle yoga, prenatal yoga, hatha yoga, and yoga for coping with post-traumatic stress. You can also join their Qigong and Tai Chi and Nia classes and improve your balance, gain strength, and much more. Visit SantaFeSoul.com for more information or call 505-474-8555.
Would you like another little bit of a humorous tidbit from the Progressive magazine from their no comment?
Sure.
They are obviously commenting. You'll like this one as an educator and one who loves kids and students and everything. This is called The School of Hard Rocks. The Wolf Run Mining Company, a subsidiary of the second largest coal company in the United States, is seeking permission to mine for coal directly under a high school in West Virginia. That's a report from the Huffington Post. The company has filed a permit to mine under both Buckhannon Upshur High School and a proposed site for a new middle school in Buckhannon. Local school officials are opposed to the plan, which could produce 8 million tons of coal over 8 years.
Well, it doesn't sound like a...
How dumb can you get, you guys? I mean, it's all about the money. All right, join us next week. Ana Cortez of Oracle Speak, our guest and the co-creator of the Playing Card Oracles, a source book for divination. She'll offer a prophetic look at the changing times ahead in her card pull and reading. Also joining us, dynamic facilitator Noura Hansen, previewing her upcoming workshop, Empowerment Through Authentic Communication. Deborah Green previews the Energy Kinesiology Association Santa Fe Conference, Expanding Horizons of Wellness, along with a bunch of other surprises. You know the drill. Help make a better world. Join your Whole Brain Radio team on TRM, and don't forget to tell your friends and your perceived enemies where to find us anytime. The Voice of Presence at www.transradio.com. And we'll take you out with Pato Banton. This is Bubbling Hot from Life is a Miracle, Reggae Under the Mesa. Later today, you can catch him.
At 1 p.m. Yep.
You can go to musicunderthemesa.com for details and directions. So just show up there. The Caribbean Kitchen is providing food. You'll play, you can dance, you can pitch a tent, you can make love in the woods, whatever you want to do. It's okay under the mesa.
Really? Okay, Judy Henry, I'll quote Alan for that. You can make love in the woods.
Here's Pato Banton.
Have a good week.
Bravo. Radical Raja.
Respect Mr. Pato Banton.
Rough. Just like a soup in a pot, we are what?
bubbling hot. We're bubbling hot, hot, hot. We're bubbling hot. We're bubbling hot, hot, hot.
We rock them all.
The white, the black,
we rock them all.
The skinny, the fat,
we rock them all.
The weak, the strong,
we rock them all.
The old, the young,
we rock them all.
The woman.